conversational hour, we have an inkling or two of what you're interested in, and that's sort of how we direct our thoughts day by day, hour by hour, person by person, and to a person. We are qualified to comment because we have a brain. Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, and yeah, me, Doug Steffen. Ed used to say, and I'm Ed McMahon. The hour will consist of conversation about milk, Target being criticized, how to be a New York local, and Judge Andrew Napolitano into the discussion of the trial of James Holmes, you know, the man accused of the mass murder in the Colorado movie theater. Mm-hmm. So there is the drama in the courtroom on one hand, but down the hall there is another drama going on, a hearing that may be more newsworthy than the hearing about Holmes himself. It seems that a reporter named Jana Winter has been threatened with jail time if she does not reveal her source for a story that she broke revealing the existence of a notebook written by Mr. Holmes that was filled with his details about how he was going to kill all these people. And apparently all of this stuff was sent to a psychiatrist before the murders took place. Ms. Winter has cited unnamed law enforcement officials as her source and has invoked the SHIELD law that protects bona fide journalists from getting sent to jail for not revealing their sources. However, apparently there is a loophole in the Colorado law that could allow a judge to force her to reveal her source or to go to jail if she doesn't. Now, it seems to me the purpose of the First Amendment is to stimulate and protect open, wide, robust debate about the policies and the personnel of the government. Putting reporters in jail for revealing the truth while protecting their sources seems to be contrary to the purpose and the value of the First Amendment. That's my thinking. What do you think, Kenny?
Oh, I don't know. I think it's dangerous. I think that'll keep people from wanting to investigate.
Of course. Mm-hmm. It will. That's been the age-old debate. I thought this was settled. I didn't realize there were loopholes in these walls.
Mm-hmm.
In these walls.
Not supposed to be.
In these laws. So what about you, Roberta?
I'm all for protecting the rights of journalists.
Well, you started your life as a reporter.
As a journalist, yeah.
Yeah.
So I think it's very important.
Okay.
To protect that.
All right. At all costs, or should she go to jail?
No, at all costs. She should not go to jail.
Well, but she's going to go to jail. If she sings, then she doesn't go to jail. If she doesn't sing, she goes to jail.
I don't think she should be put in that position to begin with.
Well, but she is. That's the problem. She might not, have gone the extra step, mm-hmm. but she did find out something that was important to the prosecution, which they didn't have.
Right.
So they want to find out, they want to have it as evidence. Can't have it as evidence, you don't know where it comes from.
But in this case, doesn't the prosecution have more than enough evidence?
Well, that's the other thing. Why are they chasing her around? That's a very good point. Thank you.
I mean, the guy's pretty much admitted to doing it.
Right. Everybody saw him do it. I mean, admit to doing it. He was seen doing it by hundreds of people.
It almost sounds like a witch hunt to me.
It certainly does, doesn't
something.
It? Yeah. Well, the people in power always, what's that old expression? Power of the people is greater than the people in power.
Well, and I think people get embarrassed when they realize that they didn't find something
right.
that's out there.
Right. That's
I think
the whole
there's
thing
a level of
in
lack.
A nutshell.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They get embarrassed by it, so then they assert their power.
Yeah. All right, so Richie, you're the only one who hasn't weighed in on this.
You know, it's a tricky line.
Is it?
Yeah, I mean,
how is it tricky?
Well, I mean, here we have the press who you don't really have any investigative reporting anymore, and then here's somebody who finally
who's actually
does
doing some.
Right?
Yeah. And they're going to go to jail for doing it.
They're going to go to jail for doing it.
Yeah,
I don't
lovely.
Think anybody should be able to. I think the press should be free to do what they want to do and be free.
And look
from
as good or bad
jail.
As they might, right?
Yeah. But, man, when you have 15 people killed, and you know, but you can't draw the line, can you?
Well, it's that's the problem.
I mean, okay, when do we say that the press should have to give it up?
Never.
When it's a politician who has wasted billions of our dollars, then they should have to give it up. But if somebody was killed in the process, you know.
All right, food for thought from Good Day. Coming up, how to be a great New York local person. How can you tell the real ones from the phony ones? Right now, let me think and work with you on the concept of lowering your cholesterol. It begins with you knowing your cholesterol level. Your doctor ought to be able to perform a simple blood test to assess your cholesterol levels, but did you know that you can keep track at home with the same results? And if you're on to a giveaway, if you would like to have take advantage of that 30-day free supply of Cardiol, which you can get by dialing 888-809-6424, in order to really watch it and monitor it well, you ought to take advantage of the Cholesterol Starter Kit. The folks at Cardiol have come up with the lipid panel test that's there, and you can get one of these for $89.95, or even smarter is to plan yourself. I mean, you can try any number of ways. It's no mystery to get the free 30-day trial of Cardiol. You can get that by dialing the number 888-809-6424 or go to cardiol.net/Doug. But this excellent way of your monitoring your cholesterol is an opportunity that is you actually can't find something like this anywhere else. And to call attention to the fact that you can use this cholesterol home test, we're going to give to you every fifth caller. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So it could be you, Roberta. Could be you, Jennifer. Could it be you, Richie? Could be you. It could be me. Could be Ken. One of us gets a free cholesterol home test kit just by calling 888-809-6424, or you can go to cardiol.net/Doug. You ask for the free 30-day trial of Cardiol and tell them you want to test it. So every fifth caller gets a free cholesterol home test kit. 888. That's a great deal. Oh, this is great. Free Cardiol and a free test kit. 888-809-6424. Call them now.
Ah, the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Come here. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payment, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-463-9184. That's 1-800-463-9184. Call now. 1-800-463-9184.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Come here. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payment, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Play it real, how to feel.
Why do you think that's... Why are you chuckling about that?
No reason.
Huh?
No reason.
What do you mean? No reason.
He's just being insensitive again, Doug. Don't worry.
Really?
I don't find it funny at all.
All right. If you,
in fact.
Oh, yeah, I know. I know what's going on with you, Richie.
Yeah.
Target stores. How many people shop at Target?
I do.
Yes, we do.
Why do you go to Target? What is there? A good score around the room? Who shops there? Richie, you started.
My wife shops there almost on a daily basis between BJ's and Target because it's a good
daily basis.
It's clean. It's bright. It's well-organized.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't smell funny like Walmart does.
Right.
Doesn't have things cluttering the aisles like Walmart does. The parking lot is not dark like Walmart's is. The prices are good.
It's not a pro Target.
I know.
It's not even an anti Walmart spot.
There's the Walmart.
Angry much?
It goes like this. It goes like this. In our big box shopping center, Target, BJ's, Walmart.
Right.
And it's just unbelievable. Standing back in the parking lot, you can see the difference in just how inviting both of the stores
are.
So
the Queen of Cheap is a person that's always looking for deals. You feel Target has legitimate deals because you talk about them with frequency, Roberta.
Yes, they're good deals in Target. Absolutely.
Right. So here's a savvy online shopper who noticed at Target.com listing a plus-size dress in manatee gray. Wow. Yeah. Offering the same dress in standard sizes as dark heather gray. On
that
Thursday,
or
the really
fun.
Extra large is elephant gray.
Right. So the spokesperson for Target says, "We never wanted to offend any of our customers. We apologize for any discomfort we may have caused."
Or inside 00 and give her a burger gray.
The manatee gray version of the dress in question, Mosimo Women's Plus Size.
Massimo.
Massimo, is that how you pronounce it?
Massimo.
Yeah. It no longer appears on the website at Target.
Oh, duh.
We're in the process of fixing the discrepancy and updating Target.com so the gray dress will be available in all styles.
This is all on purpose.
And don't forget that black and white bathing suit in Shamu, by the way.
Perfectly. Because, but you know what? Richie's probably right. Because these things, more often than not, happen.
Yeah.
They can't advertise.
Having fun.
So they're getting people to their website.
There's no way you sit in the marketing department
and
decide to name anything for women's clothing to be named after a manatee.
Right.
Okay.
Which, by the way, is like a walrus that swims. That's pretty much
right.
It. Yeah, you're looking pretty large there. If you have
so, whether they intended it to blow up into a PR stunt or not, somebody was giggling and said, "Well, it's gray.
Just
how about
had fun with
manatee
it.
Gray?" And they just had fun with it, not ever thinking that they would get caught.
Oh.
So
you don't think they thought
the sad thing is, I would guess most of the population doesn't know what a manatee is.
Yeah,
right. Sad part.
So thus they wouldn't be offended.
Right. If you don't know what a manatee is,
mm-hmm.
just load it up in the cart.
Right.
So
right.
Tell me, Gray Seal, how do you feel?
You know, when I first heard that, I thought you were bringing us to the, what's that book about shades, 50 Shades of Gray?
50 Shades of Gray.
Right. Not quite.
Get it, 20, Gray Seal.
Yeah. 21, you're so clever. 21 after on Good Day.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. 866-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Review musically some of the fun music, top five songs this year, top five songs this week in 1985, second week of April 1985, saw Madonna's Material Girl go to number five. How many people, let's see, where are you age-wise? Kenny, you would have been a teenager then,
20.
Right? 20, all right.
20.
Jennifer, you're what, 10?
I was
10?
7. Yeah.
Okay.
And, I loved this, by the way. Video, and she looked like Marilyn Monroe.
It's fun. What do you remember about Madonna and this song, Rebecca? Roberta?
After all these years, he still doesn't know my name. These are my club days. I used to wear, you know how she wore that piece of lace in her hair, you know, with the bow?
Club days? What does that mean?
Oh, yeah.
Club days, too, yeah.
Club days, yeah.
I was 21 years old, and whenever I hear this song, it takes me to one of the many bars we used to visit in Georgetown on Penn Street.
Wait a minute. 1985. You were a mother. Weren't you a mother in 1985?
No, 86.
Oh. So you were
That's
pregnant?
That's how she became a mother.
Yeah, right.
In that bathroom in that club with the lace.
All right, number four from this week in 1985.
Oh, no, Kenny.
This isn't a bad song. I don't normally like much of their stuff, but it isn't bad.
Commodores are great.
Stop being so Christian. Why were you saying that to Kenny? What do you remember?
This is kind of one of their more sappy, poppy things.
Yeah, like
but it reminds me of the movie.
Yeah. All right, Madonna had two in the top five during this week in 1985.
This was the
Desperately Seeking Susan.
Yeah, this would be, let me see it. Patton's would be the bar that we would hit on the way home. And at 2 a.m., this would be the song that you'd go dance with the girl that you've been chatting with.
At 2 a.m.?
On your way out.
Yeah, all right, Betty, everybody, you can't, you don't have to go home. You can't stay here. Here's Madonna's Crazy for you. Pick that girl. Get out there.
So how many of these did you bring home? These women.
No, I never brought any of them home.
Well, I mean home.
Parking lot.
We go to the, you know, the breakfast.
All right, number two this week in 85. This one I'm going to get finished. This one I cannot stand.
Jill Collins is bad.
I am with you. This is my least favorite song.
All right, let's go. Number one's a great song. Reggie.
Yeah.
We all have a memory of this. Phil Collins is in this song. Right. I think Madonna's in it too. And isn't
Lionel Richie?
Lionel Richie in it too.
All of our.
There was no Madonna in this song actually.
No, no Madonna. Bruce was in it.
Really? Madonna.
Cindy Lauper was in it.
Cindy Lauper was in it. She did the best.
Yeah, she did.
Dan Aykroyd is in it.
Yeah, that's right.
Crank it up. You can almost, I remember once we tried as a contest to get people to identify who was singing at that moment when they start doing the solo acts. Crank it up, Richie. Ray Charles.
That sounds like Dylan.
I said it was Ray Charles.
He's Ray Charles or Bob Dylan.
Just to give you a little the old one, too. All right. So there's a revival of music from 1985. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. People over the age of 45 being able to volunteer for the new state militia in Arizona under a bill passed in the state Senate. The militia has never been activated since Arizona became a state, sort of like the National Guard. And it brings up the question of whether or not men and women who are over the age of 45 ought to be able to join the reserves in general. Mm-hmm. We hear a lot of people going into the reserves to escape going in to the full-time, you know, military service. But is somebody who's 45 and is in shape, why shouldn't they be able to go into the...
I'm ready to join. Let's go, Doug.
I think I can.
You and me.
I'll be happy to join.
Ken, you in?
Yeah. Let's
no,
try.
I had jury duty.
Okay. That's right. I got baseball practice on Thursday.
Milk in the forecast. We're in the discussion zone here on Good Day coming up.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
If you're lost in a home,
or you're singing, it's more than just your address.
Carry on.
It's the place you fall in love with over and over again. HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets, and favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share the love with HGTV.
Over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger,
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
American Gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
For those who know the benefits of silver, for those who know the healing history of silver, and for those who want to be prepared, now there's Silver Gauze, a nylon elastic wrap with silver bonded to each individual fiber. Silver Gauze is a long-lasting, washable, and reusable must-have for any emergency kit. Get yours today at silvergauze.com, spelled silver, G-A-U-Z-E.com. Silver Gauze is what your emergency kit is missing.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Past the hour mark is looming over us. The Good Day program, best stories of the day. Those of you who know that I am a dairy farmer will not have long ways to travel to figure out why I'm interested in this story. Actually, this is something that has been a controversy for about 80 years. The United States of America is rare and unique in many ways, and the stupidity of people who are in charge of the health departments, the CDC, Department of Health and Justice, and I mean Health and Justice. Well, they actually almost do go together. So here's the story. A study of 1,700 individuals from life through death has proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that consumption of unpasteurized milk in early life is associated with a drastic reduction in risk of getting asthma and various other allergies. This study suggests also that if you continue through your life, you'll have a 50% reduced risk for asthma. And that is in comparison to those who are non-consumers.
So can I ask you a question here, because you're an expert in this, and this has always confused me a little?
Yes.
Okay, so the government, not big fans of unhomogenized milk. Like they,
No, not homogenized. Pasteurized. Homogenized is just splitting up the fat.
Okay, so pasteurized.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
So let's say, what makes them that way? Who's in their back pocket that doesn't like raw milk?
The people that run the dairy industry in general.
Do they make more money off of
it? No, they're providing a substandard product, and people are getting wise to it, so they're looking around. We have a fourfold increase in people coming to my little dairy store, buying 100 gallons of raw milk a day. When we first started 3 years ago, we sold 30 gallons, maybe, a day.
Hmm.
And that was a good day. Now, on a bad day, we sell 100 gallons. We sell as much as we can produce with the cows that we have. And the reason for this is because people realize things like this. They know that as they read up on all of these things, that many allergies, including the allergy to milk, which people refer to as lactose intolerance, mm-hmm. is created by taking the things out of the milk
right.
that make it valuable, and therefore they are creating in your body, your body is rejecting something that's bad for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what lactose intolerance is. Your body is telling you that the stuff you're putting in it, in this case a dairy product, it doesn't like it. And so it gets you, it upsets you. Some people have stronger systems than others, and they can take it. It doesn't do you any good because there's no quality. There's no reason in the world to drink pasteurized milk. Not one. Unless you just want something that, you know, to put liquid in your body to keep you from being dehydrated. It's okay for that. Other than that, it is worthless. Totally and unadulteratedly worthless.
I'm looking at, we were at my aunt and uncle's last week, and they were drinking almond milk, so we tried it. We had never tried it. And it was very good.
It's very good taste.
Yeah, it's very sweet.
We eat almond milk all the time.
Mm. Yeah, very tasty.
It's only 30 calories a cup.
Do they add sweetener to it, though?
That's some of them. You can get unsweetened almond milk, and some are flavored with vanilla. Some have sweetener. Yeah, so you can't get it sweet.
So I'm looking at it. I found an article that NBC did comparing all of the milks, the rice milk, the soy milk, the almond milk, the cow's milk, the goat milk, blah, blah, blah. And here they have raw milk.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, the pro is, proponents of it say it's nature's perfect food, right? The con on raw milk, all right? Raw milk can harbor dangerous bacteria such as Salmonella, E. coli, and Listeria.
Yes.
According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, more than 800 Americans have gotten sick.
800
raw milk and its cheeses in the past 13 years.
No!
800 people over 13 years.
How many people have died
that
from
is laughable.
Smoking tobacco?
Isn't that funny? But they put that as a con as like this big dangerous thing. Look out for raw milk.
Yeah. It's a con. You're right, Richie. It is a con. And it's not that kind of con that we're talking about.
That's funny.
It's complete and utter nonsense. Utter, you get it?
Utter.
Got it.
Utter nonsense.
Get it. Got it. Da-da-da-da.
Yeah. Organic milk.
Jennifer, you didn't get it.
Oh, no, it moved me, Doug.
Here we go with the cow jokes again.
You heard one, you heard
it all. Let's see. Ding dong. All right, the Canadian school that put up the billboards. This is St. Vincent University in Halifax, Nova Scotia, has put up a big billboard celebrating the remarkable women of Canada.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is the remarkable women of Canada don't show up on the billboard. There are three men standing there celebrating remarkable women.
Is that just so typical or what?
Oh, my God.
Let's put up a board about women, eh?
Yeah, eh? The commercial was intended to raise awareness of the Wall of Honor for women. Many are saying it completely missed the mark, you think? So that story is at DougStephan.com. It's just one of those funny, silly things that when you think about it, you probably never think about all these things that come about as a result of people seemingly forgetting. The Target thing with the manatee, is that another one? Or is that, I mean, this is stupid. That wasn't.
I think both of them are kind of dumb. I mean, you know, the manatee thing, you're really going to get that upset about it? I mean, I would kind of laugh at it. But the men thing, I mean, somebody got paid to come up with that billboard.
Right.
That was like a marketing genius who said, we're advertising the great women of Canada. Let's put three dudes up there.
Yeah.
And then they collected a check.
Of course they did.
It doesn't seem right.
Right. By the way, there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of action today. Doug Stephan.
They spell honor funny in Canada, too, by the way.
With an E on the end.
No. Oh, you are.
Oh, there's a U extra vowel in it. Yeah. Okay, so there's a lot of great things at DougStephan.com. You can get 15% off Brenda Watson's Renew Life products to help your digestibility. Use the code Doug15. That's at DougStephan.com. Along with a lot of the stories that we've talked about through the day, if you want to find out what some of the best stories of the day are, you can follow them. Also, our poll, the history of Doug Stephan and the Good Day Gang, portrayed fairly nicely in a video that you can see there. The first shot you see is me sitting in front of a microphone, but there's really some kind of cool things in there. Always posting our daily audio highlights in the broadcast center at DougStephan.com. You can find out more the slideshow of some of the pictures that we've had on some of the trips that have taken place over the years. Kind of cool. Chef Louis' recipes. We're trying to make this
My Queen of Cheap.
as helpful as possible. The Queen of Sheep Reports deals today from CVS and SeaWorld. Dr. Jack and Dr. Ken with their health tips in the Good Day Health Box.
Are we going to wear our manatee gray dress to go to SeaWorld?
Yeah.
No, the new Orca line.
Yeah.
Follow it all there. Now find out how to be a New York local. I'm not sure this is a teaching moment. This is a teaching moment.
It's really funny. If you walk down the streets of New York, you can definitely tell the locals from the non-locals.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah.
First of all, the non-locals are wearing pastels.
And the speed of the walking. New Yorkers, fast walkers. Tourists, oh, look at that building.
Right. The camera's the first giveaway.
And they stop in the middle of the street to look at something like, move!
Oh, that drives me nuts. When people just stop in the middle of the sidewalk and they turn around gazing and they're right in front of you. How selfish.
Okay, can I vent? So
yeah, I'm in a hurry, people. Get out of my way.
But yesterday, I was not in a hurry, but I was at the car wash. And this just gets me because I think it's people's mentality about how they just own the world.
You were at the car wash yesterday?
Yeah, why?
I was at the car wash, too.
Oh, we should get married sometime. Let's just tell Janet. Anyway, so I was at the car wash. And this man, who was a larger man, wearing his pajamas, by the way, to the car wash, which I just think is tacky.
Wow.
And I felt bad for him because it looked like he was having trouble walking. So I was trying to be sensitive. But instead of pulling over to the side, he actually just stopped in the door. Way and just stopped. So you actually have to like squeeze yourself around him to get through the door. And it's like, can you just, I mean, you can move two little feet over.
Get out of the way.
You know, people, we all share the planet, even though we think it revolves around us sometimes. Step to the right.
Yeah. Move out of the way. Speaking about food.
A public service announcement, by the way.
The community of Springdale, Arkansas. Governor signing a bill into law passed by the state Senate, which designates Springdale, Arkansas, as the poultry capital of the world. You want to know why?
Why?
Why do you think?
I don't know why.
I'm going to say because they have a lot of chickens there.
They do have a lot of chickens there. Yes, the company that was most responsible for getting Bill Clinton elected to the governor's chair was the family that runs this company. I don't know what the name of it is. You all know what the name of it is. Everybody knows.
Well, Kentucky Fried Chicken.
No. They're headquartered in Kentucky.
Well, I don't know. You're asking me about poultries. Popeyes.
Richie's got it.
He
just can't remember the name.
No, because they're big.
Zachy Farms.
No.
It's,
yes, it is.
It's What's-His-Face.
Yes, it is.
And
yep.
Son.
No, you're thinking Purdue?
Purdue, yeah.
No, they're Virginia.
Chick-fil-A?
Nope. Geez, I'm surprised. I thought everybody knew this.
Chick-fil-A would Tyson. Never elect
right.
Tyson.
Bill Clinton. No. Are you done?
Yeah. No.
But maybe there was justice in the world.
Yeah. But imagine a company that's that important. Tyson, many people argue that Tyson controls much of the state politics in Arkansas because of the amount of business that they do, and they control a lot of the problems that we have with chicken. Meredith and I were talking about this as we were driving up from Florida last week, stopping, you know, look at various places where you go to get something to eat, and the latest from KFC is that they are now grinding up all of everything there is in a chicken, grinding it into dust, and that's why they can't call it chicken anymore, because it really isn't. It's chicken everything, chicken part, everything that's in the chicken except its head. And there are some who say Tyson's growing chicken without heads and without feet.
Huh?
They're making a being that doesn't have a brain, that can have a heart enough to get the
they're called politicians.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. That's a great idea, though.
Yeah, there you go.
Can you imagine Tyson's in, like, the war room with Clinton as they were trying to get him to be the president, and he said, we just can't do this, and they said, what's the matter, Bill Clinton?
What's the matter, Colonel Sanders?
Chicken. All right, so we're going to get to be a New Yorker, or did we take care of that?
Oh, no. Do you want to do that now?
No, I want to do this now, and then I want to do that.
Okay, do this now, then that.
This, then that. It's 15 before the hour. Men are raving about TGen. Men are saying TGen has changed their lives. For example, Warren wrote the following. I started using this product. I found the product to be far superior than the other products that I had tried to boost my testosterone. I strongly recommend this product because I found it improved my libido and my desire and my performance. It enhanced my functional ability, and I've become, with my exercising, more muscular and stronger. That's why I like T-Gen. Now, there's a special thing that comes with T-Gen. In order to get all these things that you are putting into your body around your body, you need the essence of what's in aspirin and so many other things that open up your veins and your arteries and the little micro arteries, and that is Nitro Boost. It's a product that in simple terms gets nitrogen out there. If you ever have lifted weights or you ever look at some of these nitric oxide. That's what opens things up. That's what gets the things to your muscle mass. That's why they pump up and get bigger. So if you want the body to be bigger in all the right places, if you will, you want T-Gen, and Nitro Boost helps to bring the product around your body. So here's what you do. You call 800-317-9865, T-Gen, get that. And then if you mention Doug Steffen, you'll get two bottles of Nitro Boost with your order. So T-Gen, enhancing your libido, your performance, your function, and Nitro Boost gets it all around your body. 800-317-9865. It's a great way to increase all kinds of good things that are going on in your body. T-Gen. Make sure you have the right amount of testosterone and also get it around your system with Nitro Boost. 800-317-9865.
If you're lost in a
home,
or you're singing,
it's more than just your address.
Carry on.
It's the place you fall in love with over and over again.
Carry on, carry on.
HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets, and favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share the love with HGTV.
I am so sick of double talk from our politicians about fixing our broken economy. So today I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to help explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt, the shrinking dollar?
Well, Roger, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earn to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Ha! Where'd you learn so much about money?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it, from the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take Breda's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646 for the simple truth.
The simple truth. Okay, so let's figure out what it is or what it isn't in terms of being a New Yorker. We sort of danced around this. Roberta, you have done a study, an exhaustive study, of what New Yorkers are all about and whether or not we can actually tell a New Yorker from a non-New Yorker. It's kind of like when you're in England, you see, or any place in Europe, you see an American, you can spot them a mile away. You can spot a New Yorker or a non-New Yorker, maybe more importantly, right?
Oh, in the city? Oh, absolutely. You can spot a non-New Yorker, I mean, in a heartbeat. First of all, one of the rules is a New Yorker never looks up. No matter what, you don't look up.
Why is
but
that?
But tourists do.
Why? Oh, because they don't care what they've already seen.
We never look up because we're always moving.
Yeah. Okay.
So, the worst thing is when you're in Grand Central trying to get a train, which is why New Yorkers are always moving, and somebody stops all of a sudden ahead of you and looks up at the stars on the ceiling and goes, wow, there's stars on the ceiling in Grand Central. It's like, would you move out of my way? I got a train to catch.
Okay.
Now, one thing I took a little opposition with is New Yorkers don't take cabs. Well, I don't know. I take cabs, and I'm a New Yorker. But you do know subway etiquette. You do know how to move. And you do know that you don't rent a car in the city or talk about the fact that you have a car. That's for sure. And you know the difference between the Giants and the Yankees and the Jets and the Mets.
All right.
Giants and Yankees win. Jets and Mets are losers.
So if, in fact, you want to be a New Yorker or fake it, then you do what Roberta's just suggested. And take advantage of
and
those.
And you don't ooh and ah over celebrities.
51 past the hour. You're in a New York state of mind.
I'm in a New York state.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Addressing gun violence with gun control legislation. The debate continues on that front this week. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. President Obama travels to Connecticut today to deliver a speech on gun control at the University of Hartford. The speech in the Sports Center on the West Hartford campus is open to invited guests only, and student Chris Del Debbio is one of the lucky ones.
It's very exciting. I'm very pumped. I'm ready to go. It's not every day you see the president.
The president is expected to be joined by families of the victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary School killings as he calls for gun control reforms. The visit comes just days after Connecticut enacted a series of strict new gun laws. Connecticut's governor, Dan Malloy, is defending the state's new laws. He told CNN's State of the Union, the National Rifle Association's push against new gun-related legislation is absurd.
Why are they against universal background checks when 92% of the American public is in favor of them? What this is about is the ability of the gun industry to sell as many guns to as many people as possible.
And Governor Malloy took direct aim at the NRA's Wayne LaPierre.
Wayne reminds me of the clowns at the circus that get the most attention, and that's what he's paid to do.
Meanwhile, several parents and the husband of one of the victims of last December's massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary were featured on CBS's 60 Minutes last night. Nicole Hockley, who lost her 6-year-old son Dylan in the shooting, said her top priority would be to have anything that helps reduce gun trafficking and stop the ability of anyone to buy a gun for someone else. 26 people were killed last December before the shooter, whose name we will never again mention here, turned a gun on himself. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
GMC Certified Service, this is Patrick.
I hear you guys are the service experts.
Oh, we know a thing or two.
All right, it's go time. I need what?
New tires.
On my...
Yukon?
On my...
Yukon Hybrid.
With?
18-inch wheels.
And the most wear is on?
Your left front tire, though your right front tire isn't much better.
Not bad. You only got one thing wrong.
What's that?
It's not my Yukon. It's my wife's.
Your name's on the title, right?
Well played, my friend. Well played.
professional grade service for your professional grade vehicle? GMC certified service experts are speaking your language. Technicians who make the grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. Only at your GMC dealer. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. See dealer for eligible tire brands. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
It's a new week on Wall Street. The market's trying to bounce back from losses on Friday. The Dow dropping 41 points last Friday, closing the week at 14,565. S&P down 7. NASDAQ dropped 21 points. On a Monday, let's check out those prices at the pump.
Go ahead, fill it up, please.
The AAA gas survey of stations across the country showing the average for a gallon of regular at $3.60, a drop of 3.5 cents a gallon from a week ago, a decrease of 11 cents a gallon from a month ago. A year ago, we were paying an average of $3.93 a gallon. If you're playing the high-low game state by state, highest average price in the nation can be found in Hawaii at $4.39 a gallon, the cheapest gas in Wyoming at $3.35. Business at the box office this past weekend.
Speak up. Didn't hear you.
Anytime somebody whispers in a horror movie, something bad happens next.
Told you.
Evil Dead, Very Much Alive, the remake of the 1981 cult hit horror film, scared up $26 million in its debut weekend. Speaking of scary, the 3D re-release of Steven Spielberg's Jurassic Park finished fourth with over $18 million this past weekend.
Yikes!
Jurassic Park will be scary in 1D. And finally, it may be April, but we still have some March Madness to take care of. The NCAA men's basketball title game is set for tonight in Atlanta. This past Saturday, we had the national semifinals, also known as the Final Four. Louisville, or Louisville, and Michigan, the winners, advancing to the championship game tonight. So, did you have either of those two teams in your title game bracket? Let's see what President Obama had going into the tournament.
I'm going Louisville.
How about that? The president had one of the final two. And who else?
For the championship, I'm going back to the Big Ten.
Right again, the president on a roll. It is a Big Ten team. Who did he pick?
And I'm going with Indiana. I think this is Indiana's year.
Ooh, so close. Sorry, Mr. President. Indiana didn't even make it to the Elite Eight. It is another Big Ten school that advanced to tonight's title game. As we said, it's Michigan. And no, Mr. President, we're not going to grade you on a curve. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Martine Rudin, Chief Marketing Officer of Macy's. We're a proud supporter of the March of Dimes. Walking in March for babies is always special. But with your help, we can make this year better than ever as we celebrate 75 years of March of Dimes breakthroughs for babies. Join us in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help babies.
Over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.